Still, Google Seminar is a model that other companies have adopted. In just the past few years, this kind of training has exploded at companies across the country. At Google, about 75% of its 75,000 employees have taken the workshop, and in 2014, the company spent $114 million on its various diversity programs. At least 20% of companies in the United States now offer unconscious bias training. From the Royal Bank of Canada to consultants McKinsey and Company, we do that big time, says its top executive, Dominic Barton, and defense contractor BAE Systems. Almost all of the big tech firms already offer it, including Facebook, Salesforce, and VMware, with more joining by the day. By some estimates, 50% of all American corporations will offer unconscious bias training in the not-too-distant future. Undoubtedly, the popularity of these programs has soared in part because they intentionally don't cast blame. The appeal of the training is that, unlike old-fashioned diversity training, it's intended to be guilt-free. However, how much companies talk about equality and inclusiveness matters little compared with how they act. Incentives speak louder than any speeches by the CEO or bias training workshops or posters on a wall.